Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. A great show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Dr. Dean's newest book. Yes, she's at it again, ladies and gentlemen. Vitamin C, listening to the experts. We're going to go over that. We're going to talk about her blogs. We're going to talk about her longevity research study, which has just been amazing. We're going to talk about your questions. We're going to talk about your comments. We're going to talk about what the allopathic medical world is doing and why. We are going to be so busy tonight. So definitely kick back, grab your Remag water and join us. Okay, Dr. Dean, how do you want to get started? Vitamin C reset book, vitamin C listening to the experts book.
So where is it at? Where is it at after I made Melody Rose go through like six rewrites? Or I don't know. Every time Melody Rose sends it to me, it's like, oh, I could add this. Oh, let me put this in there.
That's nightmare. That's right. Well, Melody Rose is Dr. Dean's, editor on her books, which is a wonderful thing for her to do, as well as helping us with the podcast here. She's been with us for a long time. She's been with us since 2014. And she is actually, this is her skill, true skill in life, is to be a writer and an editor. And so it's just ironic that she ended up with us and here she is doing what she does. But Dr. Dean's book is right now on Amazon as a Kindle. That's where it is today. Later this week, it'll be at drcarolyndean.com with all of her other books. And then in a couple of weeks, you're going to be able to order your print on demand softback copy. So we've got all kinds of options for you. And then even after that, you're going to be able to start ordering all of Carolyn's books on our website to make it even easier for you, except the original Magnesium Miracle, which we're not authorized to carry. But anyway, I digress. Carolyn, take it away.
How much is my Kindle vitamin C book, Ginny?
It's only 99 cents.
Duh. Everybody has to get it. You know, I've been jamming about vitamin C for a long time, and it's second only to Remag. And I'm going to try to say Remag every time that I want to say magnesium, because it's not any magnesium that you can take to be so well absorbed as Remag. So this vitamin C, then it sort of, not in the book, but it links to our two vitamin C products, which we want you to take a lot of, because when you read the book, you'll see that Linus Pauling talked about us humans needing 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C. That's 5 to 10,000 milligrams, because humans, apes, and bats, and guinea pigs, we're the only species that doesn't make our own vitamin C, and we suffer as a result. We suffer because we're not making enough collagen. We're not protecting our arteries, which are lined with collagen protein. So if our arteries are weak because they don't have the right amount of collagen, because we don't have enough vitamin C, then we get into atherosclerosis and heart disease. I mean, it's just so amazing when you read through the importance of vitamin C. So I'd say this, Ginny, my prime directive is to give people the tools they need to get healthy and stay healthy. And that means I want as many people as possible to take my dietary supplement formulas. They're low cost, they're available online, they're available all over the world. And then it all culminated this past year when Julie and I did the Maui Reset pilot study that proves that 7 of our formulas can slow your pace of aging. There's 11 tissues that are measured. It slows your biological age. You'll see this on the Dr. Carolyn Dean website. It's the homepage now. You go below the homepage for our articles, just like you used to, but it's got a beautiful banner that Brian did, and you click on to start working on your cellular anti-aging, I guess you'd say. So that's what we're talking about today. And I just want to say that I think one of the impediments that people have with what we're talking about is we're inundated with information about health. We're hearing all the stories and images through our lives about chronological aging and how we're just bound to get sick and decline and end up with tubes running out of every orifice. So what we're trying to say at RNA Reset and drcarolyndean.com, you have to suspend your conditioning. You have to relax and allow and accept the possibility of staying youthful and happy. It's just so obvious to me when I hear people talking about their miseries. And then I'll see another person who's got a lot of miseries, but who's happy and who's meeting the challenges. So that's that's sort of one of the mini rants. What else do I have here?
Go ahead.
Did you have something to say, Ginny?
Well, I just wanted to ask you. I'm not looking for a plug or anything. I know I asked you to write the book, but beyond that, what really gets you going about writing a book? What was the impetus behind this one?
I've just got so much information stuffed in my head.
Okay.
I've been at this I'm 77. I've been reading about health and whatnot since I was like 17. So it's 60 years of going. And writing the diaries now, actually, we'll get to it. I'm doing the Dean Diaries to just show how I've been at this for 70 years. And I've always been focused on health and taking care of oneself. I've met I've met a lot of the greats over the years. And I'm still standing. And I just know I have the answer that people are looking for. And although, I try to hide it under a bushel, of late, I've been coming out more and more. Because, information like I have is being suppressed. I've been suppressed. But I'm willing now to try to make a big noise about what we've got and how we want to help people. And this longevity and aging kick that's so big now, it's because the baby boomer generation, my generation, we have our profession, we have our money and power to a certain extent, but we want our health. And you hear all the time, this Brian Johnson guy, he's spending $2 million annually, apparently, on testing and supplements. He takes 100 pills a day. He takes jabs of this and that. And the next thing, he's probably on peptides. And all of a sudden, he develops an autoimmune gastritis. His stomach is attacking itself. And, you know, what could we say about German New Medicine or total biology? You know, he just can't, he can't stomach what's going on. He, you know, he can't digest all the information. I don't know. But healthy people do not develop autoimmune diseases. The more you say to yourself, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to get sick, you are going to attract sickness. I mean, that's what I believe. But let me just jump into the next mini rant here, Ginny. There's so much clickbait out there. Several people this week sent me a new report that says, well, humans can live to be 194, but there's just nothing concrete involved with this display. It's a mathematical model published in a journal called NPJ Aging that suggests humans could theoretically reach a median lifespan of 146 to 194 years. However, as they say, you can't do anything right now to achieve this. There's no action plan, nothing that unlocks aging, they say. But I say there is. We can live longer, and we've proven that with the Maui Reset Study and with all our customers. I mean, we've got the over 80 club, the over 90 club, and people still bopping along in good health. So with this theoretical mathematical model, researchers built a computer simulation to see what would happen if scientists completely cured every single major disease and driver of aging. So that's what they're depending on. They're depending on, well, we'll cure everything and then we'll live longer. But we're nowhere near there in allopathic medicine because they keep just giving drugs instead of the nutrient building blocks. So with our customer base, we've been able to influence dozens of disease conditions that we can't tell you about. That are essentially magnesium deficiency. And no one else has done this because they use inferior magnesium compounds. We use a stabilized non-laxative magnesium ion. So you can get to the higher doses like 600 to 900 milligrams and not have the laxative effect. So people will give up using magnesium at high doses because of the laxative effect. So they never get to prevent a lot of these magnesium deficiency conditions. Our REMAG is fully absorbed into the cells and does not reach the bowels to cause the laxative effect. So you drink it through the day in your, you know, ordinary drinking water, but you flavor it with our vitamin C berry powder. And you put all your other minerals in as well. So anyway, the article, it continues, the numbers don't represent a goal you can reach through diet, exercise, or medical treatments available today. So what do they, I mean, it's just clickbait, teasing. And they say the bottleneck, the study found that even if you fixed everything else, organs with cells that do not regularly replace themselves, like the brain and heart, would eventually accumulate too much permanent cellular damage over 150 to 190 years. Now, again, we know that the brain can develop new neurons. That used to be something that we said 50 years ago, that the brain can't rejuvenate, but with RNA reset formulas, you can do these things. You keep the body detoxified with our REMAG, Flora Revive, Pico Silver. You get rid of the yeast overgrowth and the magnesium deficiency that cause autoimmune disease. REMAG helps remove heavy metals. Pico Silver stimulates stem cell production in the bone marrow to keep cells rejuvenated, to make new baby cells that go to the various tissues where they're needed. Picoselenite does deep immune system healing. So you don't have to spend the $2 million a year like Brian Johnson and then end up with autoimmune gastritis, a poor guy. So back to you, Ginny. What do you think?
I love the comments from our chat line that are basically saying, Dr. Dean is the only doctor I trust. I'm here to learn in gratitude. Mahalo from Hawaii. That's Cambria. Helene, Dr. Dean, it's so nice to get all this good information. I'm up to 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and I'm even more alert now. So everybody's chiming in. They're enjoying what you're saying, and they know that you are definitely the one to trust.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. So let's move on to the blogs. We have two blogs a week now to talk about. They're, excuse me, they're both at drcarolindean.com. You know what this mucus is, Ginny? I heard about C15 being an important essential fatty acid. And then I heard that it was in either goat cheese or sheep cheese, feta. And it's probably not in feta, but I bought a ton of feta and I'm determined to eat it.
Oh, gosh.
It's giving me, obviously, Scottish background. You do not throw out good feta cheese.
That's right. That's right.
So in a couple of weeks when the feta is gone, so will my mucus be gone. Okay. The this week's blog, it's Nature's Recharge, Why Getting Outside is the Most Powerful Mineral Protocol. So this is at drcarolindean.com. When you go to that website, you'll see the invitation to look further into the Maui Reset Study. But just scroll down and you'll see the blogs. So basically, there's a lot of talk about the sunshine, the dirt, the this and then that in nature, obvious stuff. And there's this focus on nature right now because people have essentially given up on supplements. I mean, they really have because, I mean, I've mentioned it before, it's a situation where people using synthetic Bs, oh, they didn't work. Oh, the magnesium I take, it gave me a laxative effect. Oh, you know, I took vitamin D and it didn't really help. That's because you need magnesium to activate vitamin D. So I think a lot of people have gone through sort of the synthetic, poorly absorbed supplements and they say, well, gee, that's not working. That made a huge opening for the peptides now. The peptides, they're mostly injectable. They aren't necessarily made in America. And people are just gravitating to these shots. I mean, some customers are telling us, yeah, you know, I have this friend, that friend. They're poking themselves with needles. And it looks dramatic. It is dramatic. You shoot yourself up with something, then you expect a result. But they really have not been tested, and they're skipping over the whole nutrient building blocks that we talk about and we know that work and don't have any side effects. So the article mainly is talking about just what I generalize there, people searching for health and of course getting outside is going to give you nature as well as you. If you're walking a trail or like I do the beach walk, you meet people and you start talking to them. You have your social life. Even when I was in New York in Manhattan, we lived up on East 91st. I just walk over to Central Park and down to the lab at East 66, just surrounded by nature. I mean, it was awesome. And it's hydration with your sea salted water. It's taking your Remag and your Remite. And if you at all can, take all seven of our Maui Reset pilot study formulas. You can get them in a bundle that has a really sweet discount. And then diet-wise, choose seasonal, locally grown produce. That's why I got so involved with the Ocoa Farm here, because we have to start with fresher foods. The more you look at packaged foods and the spraying of fertilizers and all the different chemicals on the fruits and vegetables now, it's no wonder that people are ill. And organic may be a bit more expensive. It is more expensive to grow. In our case, when we went through the organic certification, they were actually annoyed with us because we had these huge compost heaps just going on for yards and yards and yards. And they said, well, you know, you have to keep it at a certain temperature. Yes, here's our temperature. You have to do the, oh yes, we're doing all that, because they want to keep everything sterile. So when you're buying organic from a farm that doesn't even compost, I don't know what exactly it is that you're getting, other than just no chemical sprays. We compost, we rotate, we do all the things that are important for biodynamic organic farming. So there's layers of what to look for when you're trying to find a good organic farmer. The second blog, it's up on drcarolyndean.com. It'll be labeled as blog number 2, but if you go to it, as I will do right now, I'm sure I have it open in several places. So I just scroll down, and it is July 27th. Dr. Dean Diaries, Inside Medical School and the Unconventional Path That I Followed. I was second born, so I've always been a rebel. So this is about my high school guidance teacher telling me I should be a secretarial take secretarial science and become a secretary to whoever. So they didn't just want to call it secretarial school. It was secretarial science in a university. It's crazy. And then running away from home and ending up in Los Angeles and meeting the guy who was making a D-cell water purifier that then, 60 years later, became the RNA drops. And we dehydrate the RNA drops and put them in our capsules and powders. Talked about me going into honors biology, and then two young guys in my class. I was in my mid-20s at this point. Two young guys in one of my classes, they said, well, hey, did you get accepted? And, you know, I said, yeah, I feel pretty accepted. Turns out they had just been accepted into medical school. And I was livid. Here I was reading all the books, all the health and all the this and that. Nobody would listen to me. So within a day, I marched over to the dean of medicine's office, and who was sitting in the assistant dean's chair but Miss Elliott, my high school guidance counselor. And I got into medical school pretty quick. So that's the Dean Diary blog number 2. And let's go to Jenny, because, gosh, time has flown, and see if there are any questions that have come up.
Yes, but I think the most important thing that has to be dealt with right away, Carolyn, is that your husband, Bob, is crazily typing on the chat line that the AIDS lab in Manhattan was on East 65th, not East 66th. And Jeffrey Epstein was on East 66th Street, not you guys. So there's Bob's correction coming through loud and clear. All right.
Okay. I have to go through my diaries before I send them into Savvy. I have to go through my diaries with Bob to get the dates right.
That's right.
I hope I, I might have gotten the date wrong in my blog. More corrections. Okay.
Phil Holland is saying we really do need organic produce. Everybody in the USA knows about the recall on the lettuce and the poisoning there, but the disease. But what are we going to do, she's saying. And I think you kind of covered that about looking for an organic farm. Yeah. But I think she's just saying in general, I mean, or organics in, what if we could just get 100% organics in every store at no additional cost to the consumer, just as a fantasy? Would that solve everything, Carolyn?
Of course not.
Okay.
No, we've still got empty soil. You know, if you farm the soil for a few years, you're going to pull all the mineral, not all, but you'll pull the minerals out. When you do commercial farming and you put all kinds of anti-weed, anti-insect sprays on, you kill the worms and the nitrogen-fixing bacteria that are required to keep your food healthy. You know, there's a lot involved. You know, people can read up on it. But the soil itself, unless you replace all those minerals with very expensive rock dust, etc., it's difficult to get your nutrients from the soil anymore. Yeah. So this is where we come in with our formulas at RNA Reset, where you have to take them. Basically, eating organic is to stay away from the contaminated food that's in your grocery store.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you take the formulas, you're eating less, so the cost should balance out. You don't have to buy a ton of commercial food to try to feel satisfied. If you eat organic and take our formulas, you're satisfied, and you're only eating about one and a half, two meals a day.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Our beautiful soul, Elma from Kuwait, is saying, I wish I didn't have to rely on insulin injection. She's a type 1 diabetic, Carolyn. What would you say? She uses all the products. She's very devoted to the brand. What would you say to encourage her?
Well, what usually happens in diabetes is people tend to get a little worse. And I think with Alma, I think she's status quo, you know, maybe even a little less insulin, maybe not getting the peripheral neuropathies and not developing any eye problems or kidney problems. So we have to look at it through that lens. And Ginny and we had wanted to do a survey of our customers before we did the Maui Reset study. We said, yeah, we can survey and show that we're keeping people healthier, but you don't know what would have happened if you hadn't taken the formulas. That's what I would say.
Very good. That's beautiful. Thank you. And I'm sure Elma appreciates that. She relies a lot on your counsel. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. And now where are we here? Dr. Dean, my 89-year-old mother is on a new heart medication that blocks sodium, potassium, and calcium. Her blood pressure is going up. Will your formula still work? She takes 2 teaspoons of Remag, Remite, and a scoop of vitamin C powder.
All of those, you look at them as food. It's what you should be getting in food. So they're not like medicines. They're foods, and they can be taken with any other medication. And, you know, hopefully the doctor will cut back on the dosage. That's the only thing that we can say. We can't tell you to do anything, but these drugs do have a lot of side effects, unfortunately.
Very good. Deb is asking, does a person with chronic kidney disease need to limit the amount of vitamin C reset powder they use?
No. Get the book, 99 cents on Kindle. And I go over the myth that vitamin C can cause kidney stones. It's never been proven. When we did podcast or whatever, and interviewed like 6 or 7 vitamin C experts. What was it, the first year of COVID?
Yeah.
They were talking about the hundreds of thousands of grams of intravenous vitamin C that they had used throughout their whole careers and had never seen a kidney stone.
Yes, very good. If a person has MS or has lesions in their brains, Carolyn, do you believe that they can be healed or they can heal themselves?
I do. Yeah. I do. There's a turnover of cells. You give it the right building blocks and you have a focus. You have a positive attitude. There's so much about attitude that's important. We learned that on the Maui Reset study. You know, people who had a good attitude, they could go through, you know, emergencies and problems and still, you know, bounce back. And other people who, you know, were, I don't know, this emotional stress. I mean, there's so much talk about stress. Everybody thinks, oh, stress, right? Yeah. Stress is horrible. Stress, it's horrible. It will just upside down your whole life and you don't even realize it.
That's right.
Yeah. And while we just say, just keep taking your formulas, try to look for something positive in your life when you're under massive stress. I guess I'm sure there have been books that have said, you know, stress is a big killer, but it's just been so overused, the word stress, that we don't pay attention to when we're feeling, you know, really pushed. We don't just take a chill break. You know, we don't just shut things off and I know I'm just rambling, but I think people know what I mean. And Ginny's been through it with her in her ministry, seeing people just drive themselves crazy with stress and don't think they have any control. You have control. You take your formulas. You have a protocol. You say, you know, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. You make it up as you go along, like Bob does. You just make it up. And it eventually, the positive things you say will come true. That's what affirmations are about. They're not willy-nilly pie in the sky. They are giving your body license to be healthy and to be younger. We'll keep saying that. Go ahead, Ginny.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, it is. It's permission for your body to ignore the current circumstances, which they think are very important. Mm-hmm. Your mind is telling your body, this is critical, you might die. You know, that's where the stress comes from. And that's all part of the survival mechanisms and stuff of the brain. But you can actually interrupt it with thought, with prayer, meditation, with exercise, get out in the sun. There's a million things. And as a matter of fact, Carolyn and I were having a conversation the other day and she said, I have to hang up, Ginny. I have to go take more Remag. and so, you know, we do, we have our coping mechanisms too. And even Dr. Dean has to take a little extra Remag every once in a while. So it's all good. It's all good. All right, Carolyn, what's next?
Okay. We've got a real boatload of testimonials. I'll try to be quick. On Pico Pets, about Remite and Pico Silver. Michelle says, this has had a positive impact on my dogs. My older Aussie has a lot more energy. This product is a miracle. I have debilitating arthritis in my hands and toes. When I apply Remag Balm, the pain is quickly gone and lasts a very long time. Pico Pets, my dog seems to be better rested and have more energy during our walks. And Pico Pets again. Taylor said, I started my two dogs on Pico Pets supplements and it absolutely has improved their breathing. One of the dogs is older and has heart disease, and putting her under for dental cleaning isn't an option at this point. This significantly improved her breathing. Both dogs are drinking more, as they are notorious for not drinking enough. I encourage and back Pico pet supplements for sure, and we'll be purchasing again. About Remag, Sandy says, this is a wonderful product. We highly recommend it. And Pico Pets for Bone Synergy with Vitamin C from Aaron, who said, I love knowing I'm supporting my young dog for years to come with this. Easy to add right to her food. And about Realign, Marilyn says, I take Realign every day. I need it for good cellular health. I recommend it. And then Dawn in big shouty cap says, it is a top-notch product. I sip it over time instead of all at once. I will continue to use it. And D3K2 is excellent. I take this every day, and I take it with my other RNA reset products, and I'm having good health in my 80s. Excellent. And then Whole C Reset is the best. I take it to boost my immune system, prevent colds, improve my allergies and overall health. And another person with shouty caps is saying Remag is a top-notch product. Oh, I think I'm saying it twice. Okay, so really nice, nice reports. And you can leave us a testimonial at the rnareset.com under any of the formulas to help other people understand how good they are. And you'll notice they're very generic. We're not allowed to talk about disease conditions. The FDA owns diseases, and we're not allowed to use them. So no pros and cons of supplements. Actually, I think we did a lot of pros and cons earlier about peptides. No hacks, but we're going to the articles, Rachel. It'll be rethinking routine screening of asymptomatic patients. So this is Medscape. This is a commentary by a Dr. Lundberg. So he's questioning routine screening of asymptomatic patients. He says it's become one of medicine's most entrenched practices, but the evidence shows that risks can outweigh the benefits. And of course, I say it's because it's often being done for purposes of increasing revenue in the various HMOs. So this article, it comes from guidelines. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force put it out, calculating the net benefit to harm ratio of the false positive results that trigger a cascade of more tests, more x-rays, biopsies, and intense patient anxiety. This doctor says we find and treat lesions that would never have caused clinical harm or shortened life. And he said this happens in the well-documented overtreatment of low-grade cellular abnormalities in thyroid, breast, and prostate biopsies. The financial scale of overscreening is staggering. The U.S. spends an estimated $43 billion annually on cancer screenings. Screening colonoscopies account for 64% of that total. Then the article goes into the beneficial placebo effect or peace of mind of a normal test result. There's also the concern doctors have of being sued if they miss a diagnosis, so they do a lot of testing for that reason. And the article ends with our guiding principle must always be first do no harm, but that it's never going to happen. It's just going to keep on going until as a patient, the patient says, well, what is the benefit of me doing this test? Will it change anything? That's the discussion that people have to have with their doctors. Who benefits from this test? And the next article, how to upgrade your mitochondria for more energy. This is our buddy Nick Norwich, the MD, PhD. talking about healthy aging means healthy mitochondria, and we know that with our magnesium and our REMAG and our B vitamins and the things that support mitochondria. The mitochondria are supported with sunlight, good diet, good sleep, exercise. And so he's asking, why do people lose energy as they age? I say it's because of magnesium deficiency. And that's one of the treatments to enhance mitochondrial function. But Nick thinks the answer lies in new injectable peptides. He's gotten crazy about the peptides. He does mention the morning sunlight, exercise, good diet as being helpful. But yeah, there's huge focus on mitochondria. There's no drugs for it. They're all turning to peptides. He talks about leaky mitochondria as a cause of autoimmune disease. I don't know if there's such a thing, but mitochondria, they were originally free living bacteria that ancient humans incorporated that turned into energy factories. So a mitochondria is actually an ancient bacteria with its own genetic material and everything. So Nick says during stress, mitochondrial contents can leak out and cause immune reactions. And what causes this stress on the mitochondria? Obesity, pollution, junk food diet. What's the solution? So he's saying sunlight, sleep, exercise, and he says a ketogenic diet. And he said that's because ketogenic diet is high in fats, and fatty acids, when they get into the mitochondria through acetyl-CoA, they produce more ATP energy than when glucose in the glycolysis cycle produces pyruvate, which then is broken down into acetyl-CoA. So there's extra steps with glycolysis that means less ATP than fatty acids. So that's okay. That's all okay. So that's what, you know, his preference is for a keto diet. And that's the reasoning. But then he talked about the inner membrane of the mitochondria where the Krebs cycle is at work. The inner membrane of the mitochondria. In there is a phospholipid called cardiolipin or cardiolipin found in the inner mitochondrial membrane, crucial for mitochondrial structure and function. And then with the peptides, oh yeah, we've got a peptide for that, SS31. So what do? I look up, what does magnesium do for cardiolipin? And it does a lot. It plays a vital role in stabilizing cardiolipin and maintaining mitochondrial integrity. And we know magnesium is essential for optimal energy production. It can lead, deficiency can lead to altered cardiolipin metabolism and impaired function. Supplementing magnesium can support cardiolipin levels. Research suggests a link between cardiolipin, magnesium, and various metabolic disorders. So long before you turn to unsafe injectable peptides, make sure you're taking enough REMAG. And what's enough? It could be 2 to 3 teaspoons taken slowly in your drinking water through the day. And after months or even a year, you might start getting some laxative effects, and then you can pull back by 1/2 teaspoon or so. So you're putting it in your drinking water along with your vitamin C reset berry powder for the taste and for the vitamin C. And what I say is getting an extra bottle of REMAG is way less expensive than chasing down sketchy side effects that are mostly promoted on animal research and with anecdotes. These sketchy side effects, that's what peptides are causing effects, but they're causing side effects in the body. They're stirring something up, they're shifting something. And as I've heard it, when you stop the peptides, those effects or side effects go away. And it's mainly animal research and anecdotes from the biohackers. And there's a lot of placebo. There's a lot of placebo when you stick a needle into yourself. And actually, I think it was SS31 that Nick was saying, yeah, it revved him up. He couldn't stop walking around. I mean, the guy's already kind of hyperactive. So I don't know. It just seems so... It's biohacking taken to such a level where people who have true nutrient deficiencies, if they start playing around with these peptides, it's going to cause, I think it can cause more problems than it can cause benefits. Let me quickly do this study. Another massive study finds common knee surgeries no better than placebo. Now, this is crazy. I mean, doing knee surgery, huge, huge undertaking. A major 10-year study found that one of the world's most common knee surgeries worked no better than placebo surgery for chronic meniscus tears, and often led to worse long-term joint damage. Now, a placebo surgery would just be they'd make a cut and sew it up. They wouldn't go deep. And this is on Mercola's site. And they continue, chronic knee pain often stems from deeper problems like muscle weakness, poor movement mechanics, excess joint stress, and chronic inflammation rather than a cartilage tear. And we've seen studies where they'll do MRIs on a whole bunch of people and they'll see tears and all kinds of abnormalities and no pain. So yeah, 10-year study showed that surgery for replacing your knee joint is no better than a placebo. Simple strategies like strength training, weight reduction, collagen-rich nutrition, vitamin C, of course, I'm saying, balance work, low-impact exercise can help protect your knees more effectively than removing cartilage tissue. And of course, do your REMAG balm. Totally awesome. I walk a lot, so I've been putting REMAG balm on my feet and putting socks on and walking around with that. And it's really, really useful. So let's go to Ginny. We probably can do some more articles, but let's catch up with questions first.
Okay. Questions here. You get to ask this very often, but we're going to ask it again. Do you have a collagen powder formula that you recommend?
No. No, what you have to realize with collagen, no matter how they try to dress it up as the best thing since apple pie, is any protein or bunch of, collagen is a protein. Okay, fine. Any protein you put in your body is going to be broken down. You do not take collagen in your mouth and it slams onto your arteries or your muscles. It is going to be broken down. And if the body has enough vitamin C to take the amino acids from collagen protein and make collagen for your arteries or your muscles or joints or cartilage, whatever, it's just not going, it needs a vitamin C. So yeah, you'll get people giving all kinds of testimonies. Yeah, and you'll get studies saying it helps. I mean, when people do anything positive for their body reacts positively. So I mean, I bought collagen. I look at it for a while. I take it. I don't notice any difference, but I'm taking my 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C and eating some protein every day. And I feel good.
Very good. Excellent. So in your medical opinion, animal protein, which is the biggest source of protein, and a lot of reasons why people are preferring collagen is because they can get animal protein without animal consciousness issues, like, you know, having to eat the meat. So, but anyway, you think animal protein is a better, more responsible way to feed your body?
Right, I think so. And sometimes I try to memorize what amino acids are deficient in a vegetarian diet. And I think lysine, what is it, glycine, proline, hydroxyproline, and lysine, are they the ones that make collagen with vitamin C? I think one of those amino acids that is necessary to make collagen is low in a vegan diet. So yeah, maybe vegans will take a collagen supplement to help their collagen, but it just breaks down, and with vitamin C, it makes their collagen.
Very good. Curious as to, we had a different question. Curious as to what you think of RFK Jr. with the MAHA movement coming out today, emphasizing the use of alternative therapies, including minerals, vitamins, and peptides.
Yeah, they have to throw in the peptides there because there's such a lobby for it. I like the fact that he's pointing a light on it. I wish he'd go over to the FDA and tell them to back off their attacks on alternative supplements, for Pete's sakes. You know, we're living in a world where we can't tell you what we can do for your health if you take even magnesium. I write the books. You have to read the books. You have to understand. I don't know if RFK Jr. is going to really cause, what's he doing? He's shining a light on alternatives and just creating a big stir where people are fighting about it. There's Dick Durbin was always attacking supplements. Now he's retiring, but now there's another big group that's attacking supplements. They want them all listed or something, something. So there's always going to be attacks because Big Pharma, to a great extent, runs the show. So we just have to do our own thing. We have to, as much as we can, stay healthy, stay away from doctors. If we go in for testing, just, you know, close your ears a little bit, do your own research and see if the tests are even accurate. I mean, look what they've done to us for 50, 60 years, telling us how bad cholesterol is. And all of a sudden, well, actually, it's not that bad. And they're starting to wake up to the vitamin C factor in heart disease. So look at that chapter in my book. So back to you, Ginny.
Carolyn, I just had a brilliant idea.
Okay.
What if we partner with the FDA and demand that they make all dietary supplement companies register and prove the quality of their formulas? We would get rid of a lot of competition, Carolyn, because we would come out top of market, right? Because actually the NSF manufacturing and testing criteria is higher than the FDA.
Wow.
So yeah. We have already met their criteria.
Right.
Hello. Yeah. So we could just get in there and we'd be like, yeah, 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 do it, do it, do it. Yeah, do it. And then there'd be so many dietary supplement companies that would not qualify. And they wouldn't, because they are poorly made. And we would be way up there at the top. And we could even leave the charge.
Ginny. We don't attack people, Ginny.
I know, but we're not attacking. We're not attacking. We're partnering with the FDA.
No, no. No hearts for the FDA. No.
No hearts for the FDA. That's so funny. All right, everybody. Carolyn, what else would you like to do? More articles?
Yeah, let's quickly see if I can do another couple articles. The next one is stop doing this. It's more dangerous than smoking. And all it is not all it is, but it's talking about lack of sunlight has the same risk as smoking. Now that's an interesting, and it was a study. But then I wondered, well, what about people in, you know, like I used to live up in Canada, for Pete's sakes. We didn't have a lot of sun over the winter, a lot of rain, all that stuff. So I looked up sun lamps for seasonal affective disorder. Could that take the place of sun? And apparently they do not fully replicate the benefits of natural sunlight, particularly they're not helping you make vitamin D, though they do address mood and circadian aspects of limited light exposure. So people in low sunlit winter areas primarily rely on diet. There's not much D in the diet, but dietary supplements, vitamin D, and vitamin A in our omega-3 A plus E. The vitamin A is very helpful with vitamin D. So that's what people have to depend on. Diet, dietary supplements, and limited outdoor time rather than lamps for full spectrum of sun-related benefits. Next, upgrade your mitochondria masterclass. This is Nick Norwich again, another podcast talking about mitochondria and peptides and mitochondrial medicine. So he's really pushing the peptides. It's the medical training in him that's looking for drug solutions and not even considering foundational cell nutrients. And this one, he talks about light regulating mitochondrial dynamics. Mitochondrial dynamics then helping regulate sleep. So I'm not going to go into any more about the video. If you like his videos, go ahead and check him out. And then maybe the last one, this is interesting. AI and tech companies seek to end respiratory viruses, starting with colds and flus. So this is a company starting with $500 million. Yeah, that would be nice, in seed funding. And from all the big guys, you know, the AI people, they're all into trying to do mathematical computer models to figure out how to treat stuff. They're going after colds and flus, blah, 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 focusing on two platforms, broad spectrum preventatives and air cleaning technologies. So when I read these articles, it all sounds like AI. There's so much AI out there. So much podcasters are actually AI, or they're getting AI to write their scenarios. They'll start off with, oh, and then this and that happened. And it's like this and this and this. They'll give three examples. It's just a formula. Terrible. So they've got their mathematical models to sort through information. But if that information doesn't include dietary supplements, they'll get nowhere. So it's just another branch of research that makes jobs for hundreds of people and gets nowhere. And I mean, basically, how many people on listening right now have decreased the number of colds and flus they get while being on our products? And basically, we don't get sick. And then the article ends up by bragging about the roster of advisors who are well-known in the infectious disease and engineering fields and had experience during the pandemic. So it's a bunch of standard medical establishment that didn't allow us to use alternatives during the pandemic. It's basically drug oriented and something that's commercially viable. I did it, Jenny. Finished all the articles.
Hey, hey. Excellent. Excellent. Next week, we'll be back with all new information. We're going to continue to talk about the vitamin C book. We've got blogs. We've got all kinds of fascinating topics to talk with you about. And of course, Dr. Dean is going to take your questions. If you want any more information, you've got to visit drcarolyndean.com. It's being updated all the time now. The site is very active. We're always posting blogs and things, but new content is being added. Dr. Dean's learning courses are on there. You want to check those out. So please go to drcd.com. Then rnareset.com is where we curate all of Dr. Dean's formulas, and they're all made especially by her in her brain. And it is the consolidation of that 50 years of wisdom that's come through. And you won't see another formula like them. You will not see another B complex like Realign because it has methionine and taurine. You will never see another omega-3 like omega-3 algae A&E. You will just never see it. And you will never get the effects of any magnesium product on the planet except ours. Nothing like ours. And that includes all of our liquid minerals. You cannot get these effects. If you're like, oh, I just heard this doctor talking tonight about longevity and it's got, you know, magnesium in it and it's got potassium. So I'm just going to go get some at the Costco and throw it down my throat hole. No, you're not going to get the same effects with pills and powders. You've really got to get to RNA Reset and secure your place with our formulas and start working with your body and doing what Carolyn was talking about earlier and encouraging it. I'm going to help you get exactly what you need. And it's going to be a lot more affordable in a 30-day period than trying to fill your kitchen with organic food. I'm telling you, organics are expensive. You can do our longevity program for about 200 something bucks. You can't fill your kitchen with organic food and all that kind of other stuff for that an expensive amount. You just can't do it. It's very expensive these days. PicoPets.com is where we want you to take care of your family members, your furry family members. And it is so encouraging to see so many people and so many great testimonials. It has the same effect on their bodies. And of course, Paragenius Foundation is Dr. Dean's very good pet project and personal foundation over on Maui. And she's helping the next generation of farmers find themselves in the biodynamic world and get them where they need to be so that we can secure our biodynamic farming legacy well beyond the current generation that's farming, because we need the next generation to step in and step up and keep it going. So that's a wrap. Anything you want to add, Carolyn?
You did it, Ginny. You just summarized the whole schmozzle, and I appreciate it. And I'm sending you hearts. These are for you.
Thank you, everybody. All right. We're going to be back next week. Thank you, Savvy, Melody, Rose. Everybody was here. Thank you. My heart.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.